At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Devin Caney's going to join us 1 hour from now. Talk some Phils. We'll get to a daily mock, and we'll check in with you people, see what they're saying later on in the show. And, of course, all your calls on the Phillies and your guesses for Hughes Clues. Great prize to give away, $100 gas card to Sunoco. All right, Hugh, before we go any further, though, we got a draft in a couple days, right? First round Thursday.
Yes.
Second and third round Friday. And, of course, the rest of that draft is going to be on Saturday. And a couple things, you know, we've been going over all the potential first-round picks for the Eagles, and there's been so many different positions. But one of the things I find interesting about this particular draft is the quarterback class, right? Mm-hmm. Like, seems like Cam Ward's number one, and then nobody knows anything else where these guys are going to go and what they're going to be. But I do know this, Hugh. More than a couple years ago, 5 years ago, the Eagles surprised everyone when they had a quarterback entrenched here in Carson Wentz, and they took Jalen Hurts in the second round. And so I've been looking around at this quarterback class because we've talked about Tanner McKee, and you had the idea they could maybe trade him to the Saints. Yeah. Like I still think the Eagles could use a long-term
somebody that's similar to Jalen.
Development quarterback that is similar to Jalen. And there is one in this class. Listen to this. Peter Schrager, who's now with ESPN. Listen to him describe one of the quarterbacks in this draft. It hit me, the similarities to the guy that is the Super Bowl winning quarterback right now for the Eagles, Jalen Hurts. Here's Peter Schrager on one of the quarterbacks in this class.
Another GM I was talking to over the weekend as I'm watching the Masters and just texting everybody and on calls about the draft. And he's like, I could easily see Milrow going late first. He's like, that's the kind of deal where you have a starter already. And then you put Milrow in for some subset packages, and then 2-3 years, who knows? Jalen Milrow is your guy, and he's been learning for a year, and of course he can run the ball. He ran a 4.3 40 at his pro day, and he's got an awesome arm, and he's a winner, and he's about it. Like he is a great, great leader. The same conversation on Milrow is, well, he was benched against South Florida a year ago.
I mean, it's almost like we mentioned deja vu with the Mets and Phillies. This is deja vu to Jalen Hurts coming out of the NFL draft. He was benched at one point in college. He's a good runner. He's got to work on the throwing part of his game, but there's enough talent there to build on. He's a development quarterback, not a guy for now. You have a starter. Here's where I'm at on this. I don't think this is a great quarterback class. I think Milrow's the most interesting one because I think there's real upside to him. If he's on the board when the Eagles pick at number 64 in the second round, I would take him. I would take him and make him the backup to Jalen Hurts because it's the skill set. It's the same kind of story. And we saw this 5 years ago. Sometimes the best pick.
And he gets a chance to learn.
And if something ever happened to Jalen where he got banged up or
serious. You have somebody that's similar. Yes. You don't have to change offense. Yeah, I'm with you.
You in?
Yeah. I tell you what, man. The Eagles have always been ahead of the curve. The Eagles are the only team in NFL history to have draft and start the most black quarterbacks. And I think this would be a no-brainer. Now, I know that there are a lot of people sitting in the car right now. I'm going to long talk a little bit, just letting y'all know. Saying, well, why would you do that? It's stupid to waste that pick on a quarterback. Jalen's not going to play forever. And I think the one thing that the Eagles have done that no other team takes the time to do is groom quarterbacks. They grow quarterbacks. And I think that's important because look at Jalen as an example. Now, Jalen is an outlier in the sense that he is not your traditional quarterback, but he figures out ways to win. He's a winner. That's the only thing I can say about him. And that's something that you cannot dispute. He's a winner. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's won one. He's a winner. And I think that time here, behind Carson, probably help groom him and help give him time to grow. I look at the same thing with Jalen Milroe. Tanner McKee is another guy that you look at that potentially is a guy that can grow. Because a lot of times these young quarterbacks are thrown into the deepest end of the pool and are asked to swim. And a lot of times they can't do it. What's the quarterback down there in Alabama? Carolina quarterback. Can't remember his name.
Bryce Young.
You remember his name.
We bought you a jersey.
I did.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
You look at his growth the stunt of his growth. They were talking about kicking him out the league. And then, you know, he started to show flashes of being a decent quarterback. You look at Baker Mayfield. You look at Sam Darnold. You look at all these other guys. Hell, Geno Smith? Yeah, Geno Smith. Like, they came into the league, and they were put under so much pressure to be that guy that they had to do a hard reset in order just to be a decent quarterback in the NFL. So now if you get a guy like Jalen Milroe, the one thing that I feel, and I know people are thinking that, well, Jalen's going to be upset. I don't think so. I think that Jalen has been through enough and understands this situation where he would probably embrace a Jalen Milroe because he understands how hard it is to play at this level. And Jalen might even, you know, look at it and think, hey, if I could show you how to navigate some of these pitfalls, especially here in this city, that he might be a better quarterback for it. Yeah. So I don't have a problem with it.
All right, 215-592-9494. Your thought on the Jalen Milroe thing. Look, my gut tells me he's not going to be there in the second round. I think he's going to go earlier than the Eagles' second pick. But if he's on the board, I wouldn't hesitate to take him. Mm-mm.
But here's the kicker, Joe. And we've been talking about this the last couple of days. Now, as much as I would like to have Jalen Milroe, who are we taking with that first pick?
Well, what do you mean? Like one impacts the next?
We need some defensive players.
Well, it's about time you say it. So you're saying, all right, I get your point. You're like, if we're using a second round pick.
Why you got to look at
it? Well, it's about time.
Kyle missed us yesterday.
All right. Yeah, he did admit
he missed
this.
Us.
All right, so if you're saying, all right, let's go off the premise they would take Milroe with the second pick. You're saying they really have to use their first pick on defense.
I would think
otherwise,
so.
Their first two picks are both offense.
I would think so.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think that people would be in a tizzy. Or what would happen, you take the tight end.
And then a backup quarterback.
Mason Taylor. Take Mason. Mason Taylor.
Yeah.
And then you take a quarterback. You take Mason and then you...
A backup,
you know,
a development quarterback.
Yeah, the development quarterback.
Yeah, there's no defense then.
No, I don't think the Eagles fan base would be happy.
Well, you know what?
That.
They wouldn't be. And that's... I mean...
Suck it up.
People were mad 5 years ago when Jalen Hurts was the pick. And it's one of the greatest picks in the history of this franchise. All right, let's hear from Milroe because you brought up something interesting. There's two elements. Do you want to do it? And then would it be a big deal for Hurts? So Milroe and Hurts actually have a relationship as Hurts has tried to help him navigate, you know, the Alabama thing and all that. Here's Jalen Milroe talking about his relationship with Jalen Hurts.
What I take from him is seeing what Wright looks like. You know, throughout the whole period of time with him keeping his head down, continues to grind, keep refining his skill set, and just keep on elevating and being the best version of himself, whether it's on the field and off the field. And look at the impact that he had off the field. You know, people misinterpret that as well. And so, of course, you know, as a player that's inspired to go to the NFL, it's always unique that each starting quarterback in the league does something right. You know, and they have a certain skill set and certain presence about them that makes him a starting quarterback. He's definitely one of them.
So, look, it feels
totally
to me
agree.
Milroe would love to be here and learn behind Jalen.
Yeah,
now,
at his feet.
Let me say this, though. I want to do it. I'd be all for it. I do think it would be, to me, it's a little bigger deal for Hurts than you think it is. Not that I think Hurts would crumble. I think he'd be fine. But you know how this city is. It wouldn't take long. Like I'm willing to take the risk because I think it's worth having good quarterbacks in the pipeline and having a good backup and a good quarterback room. But you know, it wouldn't take long if Hurts struggled down the line a year or two from now.
Then people talk about Milroe.
Yeah, younger, cheap. I mean, that's the way it would happen.
Joe, that's the nature of the beast, though.
Right, but it's a little different when you have Kenny Pickett behind you versus Milroe.
You're right, but that's the nature of the beast. And Jalen has to know. Just like he came in and took somebody else's job.
Yep.
Somebody's coming to take yours. You can't play forever.
And we have to keep playing
and
well.
You have to know that. When I came into the league, I was very self-aware. You know, because when I came in, I always tell the story about Donald Evans and how he was the starter but he knew when they drafted me to take his job. Mm-hmm. And Donald did everything outside of telling me how to play the position to help me, groom me for that. You know, like I said, I remember every day he said, "Save your money, man." That's all he would say. Save your money. Don't do this. Don't do that. But save your money. And you know, I remember we were sitting in the first NFL meeting. And, you know, we were doing the 401k stuff. And he was like, "Hey, max out your 401k. I don't want to hear nothing else. Put all that money in your 401k. He said, "Because you're going to need that when you get old." I'll never forget that. Like, it was lessons like that. But as far as football was concerned, he was like, "No, nah, I'm going to go ahead and ride this out until it's your time." But all the other stuff, I'm glad he did that for me. That's what the NFL is. And when Derek Burgess came in, I knew he was drafted to be my replacement. And I did everything in my power to hold that off as long as I possibly could. Then, obviously, you know, Trent Cole came in and the rest is history. But that's the NFL in a nutshell. And I think that even a quarterback has to know that they are always looking to upgrade from you. You know who, and I don't know this for sure, but it felt like that when I was here and I started first couple years doing radio. Kevin Cobb was here to be the heir apparent to Donovan.
Yeah, and if he didn't get hurt and Vic didn't take over, he probably would have been.
Yeah, he probably would have been.
I mean, he was starting that year.
Was the heir apparent, and it didn't work out that way. But you have to know, I think as an NFL player, it's foolish to think that you are the end-all, the be-all. I really do. I think it's foolish, and I also think it's foolish for you to go into a silo when the team drafts somebody at your position. I think the best thing that you could do, because it's a culture thing, and I feel like Jalen understands that. Jalen's been through the fire here. Jalen has been, since I've been here, whether you like it or not, Jalen has done a tremendous job navigating the tumultuous fan base that is the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think he does a good job ignoring it. I mean, honestly, I think he just ignores it.
And we've all seen examples of how hard that could be for some people.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we've seen that. But Jalen has mastered it, whether or not that means Jalen goes home and he does Cuba Gooding Jr. In the movie. What was it? Boys in the Hood, when he would knee along in the room. He's just in there swinging at the air or whatever. He's done a good job of not allowing you to see him sweat. So I don't think that it would be a problem for Jalen Milroe to be here. I really don't.
215-592-9494. Jalen Milroe, if he's on the board in the second round, should the Eagles take him? And would it be a big deal for Hurts? So I would take him. I do think it's a little bit of a bigger deal than Hugh does, just because of the way it works. Also, you know, it would put some pressure on Jalen to keep playing well. Not so much next season, right? I think Jalen Milroe is a project, the way Jalen Hurts was. But I'm looking right now, Jalen Hurts' cap hit goes up to $42 million 2 years from now. If he plays really well, he'll stay the Eagles quarterback and they'll extend his contract and they'll redo it. If he doesn't play well, they'd have a similar player to him making nothing, and they could transition the way they did 5 years ago if they need to. I think it'd be smart. I wonder where people come down on this. Kyle, what are you thinking? If Jalen Milroe's on the board at number 64, what are you doing?
I mean, I would take him. I don't think it'd be dumb at all. Like, this is kind of just what the Eagles do. You know that they want a backup quarterback with pedigree. I mean, Kenny Pickett was a first-round pick. We know they were in on the Justin Fields stuff.
Yep.
Like, getting Jalen Hurts from Alabama in the second round, like, I don't think it's a big deal for Jalen at all. Jalen's not Carson Wentz. He's not mentally frail. I think he's kind of the opposite, where he sees the guy behind him, and it's sort of, it lights a fire underneath him. The other reality that we have to face with Jalen Hurts, guys, is that he's injured just about every year. Like, if they get a quarterback in here that is a similar skill set and can fill in and win them a couple games, that you feel good about winning a couple games, because, you know, what they were just saying about him, he is a winner. He's a winner at Alabama. It's the same stuff with Jalen Hurts. Like, I think it would be the perfect fit. And sort of like you were talking about, if Milroe puts some good games out there on tape, And he's a guy that was drafted in the second round, the pedigree of Alabama, he's a guy that you can flip for a piece down the line, too.
The way they did with Cobb.
Right. So, like, I think it's kind of a win-win. And the Eagles are a good enough team, I think, at this point, to where they can afford to make that type of pick.
Yeah, and look, if they only had, I don't know, 7 picks the next 2 years, I would say, no, they can't waste the pick. They have 20 picks the next 2 years.
Yeah.
To me, this is like a lottery ticket that I would take if he's on the board. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on the Phils, what's frustrating the most, guesses for Hughes' clues, And Jalen Milroe, I think he's the most intriguing quarterback in this draft class. If he's on the board in the second round, should the Eagles take him? Jay in Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, look, man, I don't know if I'm more frustrated that we got to talk about the Phils who didn't overhaul the team and are just the team that they've been this last year. You know, they just are. The at-bats who are going to drive you crazy is 100 more games. We'll have many games like we just had with the Phils. Or the fact that we lost half our defense and people are talking about drafting Jalen Milroe in the second round. Or, one last thing, or the fact that Hughes Clues are so bad and he got a theme song. The fact that there's a theme song before Hugh gives these clues is that may be the thing that I'm most mad about.
Jay, you're lucky we family, because if we weren't, I would feel some kind of way behind.
So if I were to rank the frustration, Hugh's bad clues is obviously the most frustrating. Then the Phillies and the Milroe thing, because it's my idea, that's last.
Yeah. If they draft Jalen Milroe, man. After people just keep talking about the players that we lost in free agency. BG is gone too.
Yeah.
And he was having a great year before he got hurt last year, man. So BG is gone. I don't even got to go down the list of all the defensive players that are gone. There's a problem with our tight end. So even if he comes back, what if he doesn't come back with the right attitude because he feel like he got squeezed and screwed, you know? So like the locker room could be way different, man. So and now we're talking about a high second round pick, man, being Jalen Milroe. Oh man, come on, absolutely not.
See, but you know, it's a quarterback factory, Jay. We can't have enough good, talented quarterbacks in that room. But I understand your point. But your logic would have meant they would have never drafted Jalen Hurts. Like they drafted him when they had a lot of other holes. That team wasn't even that good.
All right. So why? So we have Tanner McKee. So we're going to trade Tanner McKee to the Saints for a third round pick to draft a guy who's unproven, who's up and down to draft in the second round when we need players right now that need to play roles. Need to draft guys that can fit in.
I know. I know they like McKee. I don't know. You feel it with McKee. Like, is he the real deal if Jalen Hurts ever got hurt? Like, at least Milroe's got some real upside. I mean,
Is he the real deal?
Yeah. I mean, Tanner McKee's he's fine.
He's future.
Future what?
I feel like with all the talent around him, he can sustain. Now, do I want him playing the last 8 games of the year in the playoffs?
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Do I want him filling in here and there for a couple of games? He's been in the system. He knows the players. Absolutely. That's what good teams – look, man, Matt Castle went and almost got, the Patriots to the playoffs and got himself a contract.
Yeah, they won 11 games. They did win 11 games that year Brady went down. All right, Jay, what's your guess for Hughes Clues after the bad first clue?
So all I'm getting is a popular snack.
That's all he's giving you today. Yep.
I love you, Hugh. So I'm going to say, I would have said Snickers, man. Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa is a very popular snack, Jay, and unfortunately is not the right answer. Chips and salsa is very popular. Or chips and guacamole. You had some bad guac a couple weeks ago.
Bad guac. I ain't had no choice. Finally threw it away.
What do you mean? You kept it after you didn't like it?
Yeah, I kept it.
What do you mean? I should have dumped it that night.
I don't like throwing away food.
Yeah, but if you know you're not going to eat it anymore, what's the point? You're lying to yourself.
Well, yeah, but and it was old and it was moldy, and I had to throw it away, but I don't like throwing away food, man. I feel like I lost when I throw away food, because I grew up in a household where, if you didn't eat what was cooked, then you didn't eat. So, yeah, there was no leftovers around. So, yeah.
This fits with a lot of our discussions we have on the show. Like, me, right away, I make a decision, and that's it. I'm dumping this.
I'll hold on to that. Yeah, I'm holding on to
You'll lie to yourself. Yeah,
man,
pretend. Because you knew you weren't going to eat the guacamole anymore, but you kept it in the fridge.
No, but I kept it.
This is very Hugh.
Yeah. Because I was like, maybe. Mm-hmm. One of the nights it might be a sesh. And be like, hey.
Eat this bag guacamole.
You know how it goes.
If Hugh calls out of work anytime soon.
Yeah, we know what it is. The guy ate bad food.
I got the bubble guts.
Yeah. Yeah. Expired food.
Excuse me.
Can't make it to work.
Let's go to Chris in Newtown. What's up, Chris?
Hey, man. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Before we get going, Joe, I got to apologize, man. I didn't realize you long stem, so I can never again joke with you about playing ball.
I felt sad when you said it, but I didn't want to make it a big deal because you just totally overlooked my high school career. Yes.
I really did, Joe, and I got to tell you, I gave myself a 2-day suspension from calling you guys because of that. Because I thought about it a little more. I'm like, you know what? I can't call in. I got to let this go and apologize when I get on. I might even apologize to Kyle if I find out that he did something too. But anyway.
Well, Chris, apology accepted. Apology accepted. What's your thought on the Phils, Chris?
Well, thought on the Phils is, you know what? The pitching is getting better. The hitting's going to come. I think the pitching is going to still be status quo, but they need a good or a great hitting coach. If you're going to spend the money on the players, spend the money on the right kind of coaches to help these guys have that situational hitter. I'm going to throw you two names that I don't care what they're doing, you unload the bank on them. Barry Bonds, get him out of San Francisco. Try to get him out of being the CEO of the Giants. And the other guy is Albert Pujols. He is coaching the Dominican national team. You get hitters like that, situational guys that are Hall of Famers, to get these guys that have got such talent the best that they can get out of them.
Well, I mean, Chris, I think a lot of people are tired of Kevin Long. I'd be happy if Kevin Long wasn't here anymore. As far as those two, Bonds was a hitting coach with the Marlins, I forget how many years ago, and it didn't seem, I don't know if he loved it, but the Pujols thing is interesting, Chris, because I know he really wants to be a manager, so I could see him trying to work his way, you know, within a dugout soon so he can get that experience to become a manager. Look, I mean, if Albert Pujols wanted to be the Phillies hitting coach, yeah, I'm in. I would take him in a second. Chris, absolutely. What do you got for us for a guess for Hughes Clues? Popular snack.
All right, I got a guess, and can we also talk draft real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
My guess is pretzel nuggets with peanut butter in the center.
Yeah, those are probably, I do like
pretzel
those.
Nuggets.
Yeah, like little pretzels.
No,
with
I know you're talking about. Those are pretty good.
Popular, but not the answer. All right, Chris, what do you got for the draft? What are you thinking?
So again, now we're talking about, I'm going to add, I had something else for you, which I wanted to bring the other day, but I like the thought about going after a quarterback. Also to talk about making that move with New England to try to get that fourth pick if Carter's there. If Carter's available, you make a move with New England. And again, I'm going to be biased. They don't need any more picks either. But you make A.J. Brown available to them, and Patriots need defense also. I'm going to probably get hated, but you give up one of those young studs defensive corners.
Oh, you're talking about Quinion or Cooper. See,
Wait a minute, what did he say?
Yeah, he wants to give up Quinion or Cooper plus AJ to get number four.
You drunk?
Oh yeah. Go ahead. But now it also depends too how that goes. If they're sitting there, now I know that sounds crazy, but again, you got that contract from Brown, okay, and then you've also got to make appealing that this team is going to pick up to affect their cap.
Sure, sure.
Something else is topped for a top four pick in the draft.
Well, when that report came out up in New England, and Chris, we appreciate on EEI saying that the Patriots would want AJ plus, we had this discussion on Friday. I would give up AJ for the fourth pick if Abdul Carter's there. I'm not adding Quinion or Cooper to Gina.
No, that's a lot, man. No. That's a lot.
Nope.
He
said Quinion or Cooper to Gene, yeah.
No.
No, I wouldn't do that. Because to me, then I'm giving too much. Like, why am I giving away all that? I mean, if you're giving me a top pick, yeah. I'll move off of Brown. I'm not moving off those top corners. So those guys are the foundation of the future of the defense along with Carter. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones. Your Phillies frustrations. What's hit you the most this morning? The offense, the bullpen, Aaron Nola, and Jalen Milroe. Quarterback, Alabama, a lot of similarities to Jalen Hurts when he came out of school. If he's there in the second round, should the Eagles take him? I say yes. 5 years ago, no one thought Jalen Hurts was a good pick, and it turned out to help change this franchise. If Milroe is there, I would take him in the second round. And would it be a big deal for Hurts? Hugh doesn't think so. I do think it'd be a little bit of a bigger deal than they think it would be, but I think he could handle it. Where do you come down on that? Plus, a second clue, and we'll get to more of what football people are saying about this Milroe kid. A wild comparison from an NFL GM about his ability and what it compares to in the NFL. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now, you can make a heads-up play with Player Performance Trends. That means when you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or put up a triple-double, you could check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, playoff time is a perfect time to join. You'll get started with $250 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.